We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is fourth down and eight. Fourth and eight. Can the Eagles stop them here? Prescott in the gun. Three receivers right. One left. Prescott back. Prescott steps up. He is firing deep, and it is incomplete. Incomplete.
Sidney
broken
Jones.
Up by Sidney Jones, who made the play of the day against the Giants 2 weeks ago.
Starting a couple weeks ago, every week was a playoff game. Otherwise, we're going to go home here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, our season's not done. We got another week left. I think that our team understands that. We got another division opponent on the road. A chance to continue our season.
Doug Peterson's Philadelphia Eagles were down to their last couple lives, and against the Cowboys, trying to scratch and fight and claw their way to stay relevant. They did exactly that at Lincoln Financial Field, a playoff atmosphere, as the head coach notes. The Eagles score on the opening two drives, and then they come up with a big defensive stand at the end. Merrill Reese with a call on the Eagles radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Let's play a game of fill in the blank. Through week 16 of the NFL season, my team is what? Through week 16, my team is what? Maybe you're feeling the holiday spirit. Maybe you're miserable, and as misery loves company, you need us to help you out. On Facebook as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we're pleased to welcome John Barchard, who covers the Eagles for our local affiliate in Philadelphia, WIP, as well as the Go Birds pod. I love that. Go Birds, go. So John joining us now. The Eagles have put themselves back in a position to win a division title, though it's taken all hands on deck and really almost a come back to life situation. What impresses you about what Philadelphia has done to get to this point?
It's pretty crazy, Aim, because it's like this. It's been an up and down roller coaster, you know, pretty much the entire year, whether it's roster, injuries, underperforming, not a lot of over for performances really until you get to these last 3 weeks where, you know, a lot of people were asking, had a ton of questions, rightful questions about Carson Wentz, and then pull off two back-to-back wins, and then again, you know, tonight to be accurate for the most part, which is important for him, and and just putting the team on his back one more time to basically go and win this thing, and having Miles Sanders next to him be his only like a big component in this one. And of course, you know, you had Zach Ertz in and out in this one. Dallas Goedert turned into a really good performance as well. But, you know, to kind of do this with, again, like practice squad wide receivers and losing one of those guys throughout this, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside going down, not having Lane Johnson there, your running game being affected by all that. This team has had to deal with a lot. Carson Wentz has had to deal with a ton of things. So I think this means the world in terms of confidence, turning things around. And yet again, Doug Peterson has his back up against the wall and performs under pressure. It's something that I think gets overlooked a lot of the time when things get messy here in Philly.
It's characteristic of his tenure as the head coach, especially these last 3 years. Now, I know this is not a Nick Foles situation, and Wentz is healthy, and that's great. But they do not choose the easy road, these Eagles.
I don't think they want to choose the hard road. It just always kind of ends up in front of them. And at the beginning of the year, you remember this team, at least nationally and locally, had a lot of like, wow, this has the most depth in the NFL. It's one
yes.
of the biggest talented rosters and on. And then you realize, wow, did DeSean Jackson really just kind of handcuff this entire offense for what seemed to be honestly 16 weeks in a row? And you're going, wow, you know, there's these things building up of possibly locker room issues between his wide receivers and all these things. And it's really funny, once Nelson Agholor and Alshon Jeffrey aren't as available as they were at the beginning of the year, Carson seems to play even a little better, and I'm not sure how that's possible. And then, you know, the ups and downs of having game-winning and game-tying touchdowns get dropped through the hands of other wide receivers hasn't happened the last 3 weeks here either. So I don't know if it's a testament to the locker room where the guys just saying, like, hey, we don't want to be embarrassed at this time. And, you know, 3 weeks ago we're staring at a very laughable loss in Miami. So I just think these guys know when to turn the switch on, and some teams can do that and some teams can't, and this looks like the one that can't.
So, John, the big question about Carson Wentz, in addition to the injuries, which he has stayed healthy, so that's good, has been about his leadership. And the coaching staff and the front office have been so firm in standing behind him and saying that he is the quarterback of the present and of the future. How have you seen him grow up in this role of leadership under pressure?
Yeah, it's hard not to imagine some guys in that locker room wanting to, you know, get behind Nick Foles or themselves or Doug Peterson or something else. So I think what Carson's had to deal with is incredibly unique just from that stuff alone. Then you add, you know, the season-ending injuries back-to-back on top of that. Guys questioning his character, maybe even some guys questioning his talent at some points. And, you know, being real focused on your injury alone, I think Carson would have even admit, maybe even distance him a little bit after that 2017 Super Bowl run. And then for Nick Foles to have success again when he goes down is another thing to overcome. And that's one of the things, like, looking into, you know, his career. And I thought no matter what happened, as long as he had a couple of those things under his belt and, you know, moments and shining moments where it looks like he can prove to his teammates, not only just, you know, off the field and trying to be more involved, even from, you know, talking to the defensive guys, as we saw him mic'd up last week, and kind of like this very shy, not very overly vocal guy that's now kind of, you know, having his own team. And it reminded us of, you know, a post Seattle Super Bowl era where it looked like they had to choose between guys like Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor and Russell Wilson. And you're normally going to choose the quarterback every single time in those situations. The Eagles pretty much did that here, and now it's paying off in dividends. This finally feels like it's Carson's team and not just a bunch of other guys that won the Super Bowl around him. So I think things are looking up, and I think he's starting to feel that now too.
John Barchard of WIP in Philly, also part of the Go Birds podcast. Lots to talk about right now surrounding the Eagles as they move to 8-7. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There are times when this Eagles team looks as though it can compete with the best in the league, but they're also infuriating losses that make you wonder if this team really even belongs in the playoffs, like the loss to the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago, like a loss to the Lions earlier in the season. So if you had to tell someone who these Eagles are, how would you begin to summarize their identity?
I think I'd just start laughing. Maybe, and just because I don't have an answer for you other than resilient, other than being, you know, in the same situation that they've been before. That's kind of how this team has been doing, like, the last 2 years, and they shouldn't be in the playoffs. Like, let's be honest here. Like, this team has no business being in the spot that it has, and because it's the NFC East or the NFC Least, as it definitely is at this point, I would describe them as a team that should have been here anyway, but the path to get here was just so crazy and almost self-inflicted in a lot of ways, and just, you know, injury prone in a lot of ways. I don't think that, you know, at first people were trying to describe this as, like, it's a really good running team, you know, after paying a quarterback almost $100 million guaranteed, and that kind of, you know, makes your heart stop for a little bit. But honestly, if the positives are there, I think it's still one of the best offensive lines in the league. Probably one of the most underrated, like, defensive lines in the league as well. Is that, you know, Fletcher Cox is finally starting to find his way in there too. But outside of that, it's a secondary that's very volatile, and, you know, it should have lost a game against, you know, a more talented wide receiver group with the Dallas Cowboys. As long as those two things end up staying together, they end up winning football games. And now that Carson has looked probably his best over the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks here, Maybe that is a team that can upset a Seattle, a Minnesota, a Green Bay, a San Francisco that unfortunately is going to have a worse record in hosting a playoff game here.
As Brandon Graham was walking to the locker room, he was heard yelling, "I guess Jason Garrett has to go take an Uber home," referring to the time running out on the Cowboys head coach. So how satisfying is not just this win and to be in the driver's seat, but to know it comes against the Cowboys?
I mean, everybody in Philadelphia loves the fact that it's just, you know, Jerry Jones has to make a lot of big decisions, including paying his quarterback, finding a new head coach, what to do with Amari Cooper, the 32 other, you know, either restricted or unrestricted free agents that are coming into it, and knowing that this is supposed to be, you know, this wonderful Super Bowl run for the Dallas Cowboys, and no one has underachieved more than those guys this year, in particular at the beginning of the year when you see, you know, Dak having such a great start to the year. And obviously there's something wrong with his shoulder going into this one. It didn't look like he had a ton of zip on the ball, but for them to go through an entire coaching process, even though we know Jason Garrett here in Philly is a dream, and not just here, but for the rest of the NFC East to keep mediocrity intact at all times and just to have, you know, success right back down into 8-8, he's fallen into that trap again. But this is like, you know, you can look at the Dallas Cowboys almost every single year, and you don't even need to be an Eagles fan. You just need to be somebody that severely dislikes America's team, which is very easy to do. And it's all hype. It's just it's all frosting. There's no cake. There's no layers to it.
Except they are in position still to make the playoffs, and they have been in the playoffs 4 of the last 5 years.
They have, but I mean, and you're talking about terms of sweet success, and Jerry doesn't like just divisional round appearances here. We're talking about a guy that, you know, absolutely wants to have that championship Super Bowl run. And yes, I you are right, Amy. Like, for me to be this confident in the Eagles just to take care of the Giants and everything be smooth next week is pretty silly on my part too. But just in terms of what the Cowboys wanted, they've fallen the hardest, and I'm enjoying a lot of it here in Philly. So,
John Barchard is with Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia, also the Go Birds pod. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So tell me this, I know that the Eagles winning the Super Bowl will grant the franchise equity. It always does for whatever team, especially one that's never won before, to win a title. It gets fans off their backs a little bit for a while. Has that equity run out? Are fans back to, I guess, the showing the teeth, baring the teeth when things don't go well, or are they still willing to give the team a little rope?
Oh no, the rope is gone. I think the rope left a long time ago, which is kind of nice. Like, it did feel a little weird here that, like, over the past year, there's been a nice big free pass, and I think, you know, deservedly so, they understand that, but you know, it snaps right back together here because there was a little bit magic of that left over when they were trying to beat the Saints in the divisional round. And now that's all gone. It's all focused on Carson. I hope that, you know, the Eagles are listening to this and seeing that, like, hey, this is good. This is good and fine and all, but you really need to look at the process over the results here and, you know, kind of understand that, like, an 8 or 9 win football team is not going to be good enough no matter how fun the run or crazy the run might be at the end here. So, yeah, there's still a lot of work to do, and definitely the shine was off a long, long time ago there, Amy.
So do any of the other teams in the area, in the city, compare at all, or is it all Eagles right now?
It's been heavily Eagles, unless the Sixers lose, and then everybody just points at Brett Brown and wants that, you know, fired, or Embiid needs to mature more, Ben Simmons needs to find the jump shot, and on and on and on. We just basically adopt the Sixers like we do at the Eagles. Every 5 seconds, we kind of panic on what's going on there. But I don't think so now. Eagles are back to where they need to be, and, you know, the hot stove can hang out with the Phillies for a little bit, too.
All right, you can find John on Twitter at John Barchard, and again with Sports Radio WIP in Philly, and also the Go Birds pod, which is all about the victory over the Cowboys on this Sunday. John, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Amy. Thank you so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.